Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, we talked about transmittal and the fact that we have one more week for general bills to clear at least one house or they die. For some of us, it's a relief. Our bills have been managed well, they're moving forward, on schedule, and we're pleased with their progress. That's not the case for legislators who came to Helena with a bill they thought would change the world, only to have that bill tabled and stuck in a committee. To say that it causes angst can be an understatement. Over the years, with the transmittal deadline fast approaching, I've seen some legislators get downright frantic. So what do you do if your bill's stuck in a committee with no chance of survival? One tactic is to make a motion on the House or Senate floor to have your bill taken from the committee where it's stuck and brought to the floor for general debate. It's called the all-important blast motion, and it will be used repeatedly in the next few days. For the motion to be successful on the Senate side takes a simple majority of those present in voting. On the House side, it's more difficult. It takes 3/5 of legislators present in voting. If all 100 members of the House are present, then it takes 60 votes for the motion to pass. If the motion is successful, which is rare, then the bill is taken from the committee and sent to the floor for full debate. If it passes there, then it's on its way. There are generally two reasons for making a blast motion. The first is the obvious, to get a bill stuck in a committee to the floor. The second is more subtle. Political parties often use blast motions as a means of recording a vote of the entire body that they can then use in the next election cycle. A perfect example would be yesterday's vote on House Bill 417. You recall that was the bill to place the term sexual orientation and gender identity into every section of Montana human rights law. Secondly, and more ominously, it would also allow men and boys to use girls' locker rooms and shower rooms. Our team did everything in its power to kill this bill, and yesterday it was tabled in the House Judiciary Committee on a party-line vote. All Democrats voting yes, all Republicans voting no. There's almost zero chance of this bill now being revived, but the Democrats will no doubt want a recorded vote on an issue so important to them, so a blast motion is almost certain. They'll also see this as a chance for free publicity. Liberal members of the media will be out in force to capture the motion, complete with tears and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It will be high drama on the House floor, and in the end, stories will be written condemning Republicans for being discriminatory and insensitive. And that in itself is reason enough to bring a blast motion. The fact that the motion will fail is irrelevant. Free publicity is a valuable commodity, and both sides use it to their full advantage. Next week begins transmittal, when we'll all breathe a sigh of relief. But until then, you can expect high drama in the House and Senate chambers. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.